The Chief Justice, Mrs. Georgina Wood, has asked constitutional bodies with responsibility over the judiciary to weed out judges who use their office to engage in acts that undermine the sanity of the state. She said judges caught in the web of corruption cannot champion the fight against the canker. Mrs. Justice Wood, who was delivering a speech on the role of judges in the prevention and control of corruption, money laundering and terrorist financing, was quick to add that there are judges who are not corrupt. She asked the people to expose judges and other officials who engage in these activities. She asked judges to demonstrate their commitment against the war against corruption and declare their assets. Brighton Trauma has more.
Judges from West African countries are meeting in Accra to fashion out modalities to fight corruption, money laundering and terrorist financing. The Accra meeting, under the auspices of the Intergovernmental Action Group Against Money Laundering in West Africa, is to update the knowledge of the judges in the new forms of transnational crime. The Chief Justice, Mrs. Georgina Wood, who was the guest speaker, said West Africa is become notorious for transnational organized crime, which was alien to the continent. She noted that with the exploitation of natural resources such as oil and gas in Africa, the continent runs grave risk of becoming an arena for the mobilization of funds for terrorist activities. Mrs. Wood therefore asked judges to maintain the highest integrity of adjudicating cases involving transnational crimes. She asked court users to desist from paying bribes to court officials.
We do have honest, hard-working men and women of integrity in our fold. Only a couple of days ago, I had been compelled inter alia upon a judge's request to transfer a case from her court because a party had sought to bribe her with money. But the critical point I wish to emphasize is that I do not see how any judge caught in the web of corruption can himself or herself convince me that he or she actively champions the fight against the canker. So I call upon constitutional bodies with responsibility over our judiciaries not to shy of removing errant judges who use the high office they occupy and the enormous powers they wield to engage in unwholesome acts that undermine the sanctity of the state. Court users must refuse to pay bribes to court officials and judges, and whistleblowers and citizens alike must be prepared to expose such judges and other court officials who engage in these activities.
She said the first step is for judges to undertake holistic assessment of their performance to identify areas for potential reforms. Mrs. Wood advocated the establishment of an independent judicial appointment body to be at the heart of the judicial selection process. She asked judges to declare their assets in accordance with the Constitution.
As judges, we should demonstrate our commitment to the war against corruption and other transnational crimes by declaring our assets periodically, especially where public officials are required to do so. Appropriate deterrent penalties must exist for violations of these requirements. An independent judicial appointment body should be at the heart of the judicial selection process. An objective, competitive, and transparent appointment of judges ensures that only the highest quality candidates are selected, and further that they do not feel indebted to the particular politician or senior judge who appointed them.
The chief executive of the Financial Intelligence Center, Thompson Issel, said corruption and money laundering render the economies of countries poorer and prone to serious crimes. He said the lack of successful prosecution will continue to keep the phenomenon endemic and fuels the perception that judges are corrupt.
A report by Brighton Trauma.